great. Thank you. Here we are, tag team. Whoa. Well, Janet's asked me to share just some things like what I've been through, and I kind of felt like I've stumbled into it and knew absolutely nothing about intercession whatsoever, and until it fell on me, and I was at a meeting in Greymouth, and what happened was we were all in one house and one accord, and we'd been praying, and suddenly something came on me, and it was so strong and so powerful that all I could do was sob uncontrollably. And this became a regular occurrence, and I had no idea what was going on. So if any of you are out there and have experienced that, or there are people that you know and they don't know what is happening to them, seriously, it took me a long time to really understand what was going on. But this night, everyone left the room by the time I'd finished travailing, and it was just such deep intercession that was happening. And I had no idea what was going on. Of course, it was like it was just this absolute grief. I know now what was going on. There was a real contending for a move of the Spirit at that time in Greymouth. And it wasn't actually that long after that it was the Brownsville Revival that broke out. So I was quite a newbie, really, to this whole move of the Spirit, intercession. I would pray. I loved to pray, but this was a whole nother level. So it's like we know that we're called to pray, but there are new levels. There are different levels of prayer that we can go into, and one of mine has mainly been travail intercession. And I never forget when I was in Te Araha, and it was my hometown, and I went to church, and it was a Baptist church, and it was full, and I walked in there, and all my family and that was there, and I sat down in the pew, because they had pews there. I sat down in the pew, and church started, the worship began, and suddenly it was like once again I doubled over and I couldn't stop, and I tried to suppress it to start with, because it's like you don't want to make a scene, right? You're in somebody else's church and you don't want to make a scene. You don't want to be the one making all the noise. So it's like I doubled over and I was trying to keep it to myself, but God had other ideas. And it just got so strong that all I could do was groan very, very loudly and began to sob. A lady came running down the back of the aisle, pulled my sister out that was sitting beside me, pulled her out of the queue, grabbed me around the neck. She put me in a headlock, this lady. It was just unbelievable. She put me in a headlock, and she's telling me to pull myself together, and that God had forgiven me, had absolutely no idea what was happening. I was trying to tell her while she had me in this headlock that it was okay, that this was the Spirit of God, and that he had moved, this is what happens to me, that he would move upon me and that I would go into intercession. With that, she manifested like a snake in front of me and basically slithered out of the church. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. So I apologized to the Lord for what had happened, and immediately I went straight back in to what God was having me intercede for, and I was interceding for that church, and we had a marvelous release of the Holy Spirit at that time. And was able to stand up, and God just began to use me in ways when I'd go into churches that weren't my home church, And he would begin to use me. I didn't even really know what I didn't know what prophecy was. I didn't know I was prophetic. I mean, even listening to Janet tonight and just talking, you know, about children, and I look back over my childhood, and I was not raised in a Christian home, even though we would say grace at the table and we would say prayers at night. I would go to church sometimes, to a Brethren church with my neighbour. She would take me. And that, but that was it. It's like I never had any church upbringing. I had no understanding at all. And it wasn't until my sister and I got saved through our language teacher at high school, and she took me to a Barry Smith meeting, and we would go also to Bill Sabritsky. And my sister would hitchhike to these meetings, and Mum wouldn't let me go. I wonder why. Probably because I was only about, you know, 10 years old. And that, but my sister would come home, and she would tell me of all the miracles and things that would happen. But it was like that was my upbringing, and so I didn't have a strong Christian foundation. I never had any strong teaching until later on in years, and I got a hold of Kenneth Hagen and his books, and began to read up on faith, and Kenneth Copeland and those ones, and they were a real blessing to me. But it's like the whole intercession, I would experience, is this okay? I would experience times where I would be in the middle of cooking dinner, and suddenly I would have this urge. And it would just come over me. The only way I could describe it was I had to drop everything at that moment, and it couldn't wait. And I would have to run to my room. And the moment I would get into my room and on my knees, once again, I would go into deep groanings. I don't know why it was always deep groanings. And it's like, because, you know, Benny Johnson wrote about the happy intercessor. And sometimes I would feel quite ripped off because I would think, I would think, all I ever do is cry. Why do I cry? But it wasn't a cry of sorrow. It was just, it was a cry unto the Lord. It was like what heaven was feeling. And I'd already made up my mind that I'd given God my yes, and that whatever he asked me to do, I would do it. And I would say to the Lord, look, I don't care if I'm made to look like a fool or I sound like a fool. And he took me up on that. And, you know, so I would go into these churches and, you know, and in my home. And at that time, with my first husband, it's like we're not married anymore and I'm married to another man. But back then, he wasn't saved and he travelled a lot. And I remember this one night, it was 8 o'clock. I still remember the time. It was 8 o'clock, and I had this sudden urge to go to my room and pray. And he wasn't home. He was away on business. And I can remember getting down and crying out to God for his safety. And there was, I knew it was about his safety, and I cried out to God for his safety. When he came home, he said to me, I had the most frightening experience. He said, I picked up a hitchhiker, and he was coming back from Nelson, I had this feeling, he said, the moment the guy got in the car, he said that I was in danger. And he said he was in danger, and this guy, he found out, had been released from prison. He was a Black Power guy, and back then, my husband had a machete beside his seat, and he said the whole way, he said he had his hand on that machete, and he said and he couldn't wait to get him out of the car. So it just goes to show how powerful intercession and prayer is. We say intercession prayer. It's like it's intermingled. Another time, it's like there's been many, many times, but I'm just going to pull out or just write down here. And also, you know, I mean, intercession, it comes through, it can come through dreams. And I'm not a huge dreamer, but I'd like to be. I ask God about it all the time. and that, but the dreams that I do get are very significant, and I know they're from the Lord. And the first time I went to Israel, I knew I was going to Israel before I'd even been asked to go to Israel. I knew I was going to turn 50 in Israel. I knew it was important to be there for my 50th, for a jubilee, and it was a jubilee year. And so I knew I had to go. We got to Israel, and we were actually traveling with Wes and Janet at that time. There was around about 12 of us. And that first night in bed, I woke up. It was probably around about 3 o'clock in the morning. And it was shocking. I had two dreams. It was like they were so clear and so vivid. And knowing what I know now is like it is real. It is absolutely as real as you are here this evening. And in fact, it's more real. You go into a whole nother dimension. It's like you go into another realm where heaven and earth meet. And so it was like, in this dream, Wes came up to me and he said, "Nawa, where are the intercessors?" And there was a real urgency, and he was actually really quite stern, and I hadn't had him be like that before. And so I knew that there was an urgency on this, and I knew where the intercessors were. And I said, "They're asleep." I said, "But don't worry. I'll go and wake them up." And I kind of feel like this is one of my mandates, that God has asked me to wake up the intercessors. Now, you know, it's like I kind of feel like, who am I? Well, I mean, we're a child of God. We're a royal priesthood. We're a chosen generation. But sometimes you can kind of disqualify yourself. But as time goes by, it's like I feel it's a mandate that God has placed upon me to call the intercessors to wake up, and not just in New Zealand, because he has been traveling. And it's like, so when I go over airways and that, it's like I go, "God, I thank you that you've given me authority over these spaces, and that, and I could call for the intercessors to wake up." And we've been doing that. We've been doing this for a very long time. And that, so I said to Wes in the dream, "I'll go and get them. I'll go and wake them." And it was like I went down these narrow little steps. It was like down in a basement. And I turned the light on, and sure enough, it's like they were all in bed asleep. And I said, "You've got to get up." I said, "Wes is calling for the intercessors." And it's never, ever left me. And then the next dream, it sort of followed on. It was like I'm in Jerusalem and everyone's busy. They're just busy. And on the cobbled streets, and everyone's going here, there, and everywhere. And I look up, and here's the Lion of Judah. And he was oversized. He was so big. See, this is all prophetic. This is all for now. And this is what God is really wanting us to press into. And what he's shaking everything up. And it was like he's walking in the sky, but he was so huge, and I'm going, you couldn't miss him. But people couldn't see him. And I'm going, look up. And no one was taking any notice. And I feel like that a lot of the time. No, seriously. You know what, when prophets stand up here, and when prophetic people stand up here, and when the pastors stand up here, and release the prophetic word, and it falls on deaf ears. I hope I'm not out of line here, but I just feel the Spirit of God on this. It's like, take notice. And it's like, look up and begin to act on what you've heard. It's like, begin to step out in faith. Grab a hold of it. It's like, I wasn't here this morning for the prophecies that were released. But it's like, don't let them just fall by the wayside. He's saying, I want you to pick them up, and I want you to run with them, and I want you to declare them. And this is what we're supposed to do as prophetic intercessors. It's like, we're all called to intercede. It's like you're under a prophetic harp. It's like an all can prophesy. And so you can begin to prophesy the word of the Lord. It's like, and you can send it out because God says that it won't return unto him void. It's like he will accomplish that word for his purpose for this time now. So the Lion of Judah was walking across Jerusalem, and it was like over the old city. And it's like, and I'm crying out to the people, look up, but no one's taking any notice. And that, and he stopped. It was like he stopped. I mean, his pause was so huge, and it was like, and he's pacing. And it was like, and he stopped and he looked at me. And seriously, at that moment, I thought I was toast. I thought I was going to die. It's the most unusual thing. You know, it's like, it's amazing, but it's absolutely terrifying at the same time. And he roared. And I feel that this is the time right now that we are in. It's like where he is roaring over the nation of New Zealand. And he is saying it is time to look up and it is time to stop being busy and take note and to press in. This truly is a time of intercession now. And it's like, you know, I mean, you can't make yourself cry. Well, you could. You could jump on your toe or something, you know. And it's not even about the crying. I mean, because intercession comes in so many different forms and formats. I mean, a girlfriend and I mean, we would pray. We were prayer partners for years, and we would pray every day, just about. And she would be laughing. She would be hysterical, and I would be sobbing. How, I mean, go figure. How do you figure that out? So there's really no formula. And I think what I wrote down here is God is looking for a willing vessel, one he can flow through. And it's not putting up a whole lot of, you know, right, well, this is the way it's going to be. It's like he's just looking for a willing vessel, one who will give him your yes. It's like, yes, Lord. It's like God's had me do prophetic things in this house, and that I never forget, I came in and my top was on backwards. And I thought, how embarrassing. It's like my top's on backwards. And I thought, I better whip out and put it on the right way. And he said, no, you won't. He said, you're going to do it in front of the church. You see, it's like this is prophetic intercession. It's just very visual. And it's like, so I'm not praying a whole lot of stuff and I'm not travailing over it. He just said, no, I want you to come. And he said, because things are turned around the wrong way. And he said, you're going to bring it around the right way. Like, so you're making a prophetic statement, you know. And it's like, I don't understand a lot of things a lot of the time. It's just like I go, okay, God, use me. It's like, come and flow through me. I went into my room one time and that because it was bothering me that I was crying so much every time I'd go in to pray. And I can remember this one day. The urgency fell on me. I still know where I was. It was like I was in the wash house. I'd just pulled out a whole lot of washing from the clothes basket and about to fold it. And there was this sudden, I've got to get to my room. That's the only way I can describe. I've just got to get to my room. I've got to go. And so I quickly put everything down and I hurried to my room. And the moment I got in there, and my knees hit the floor, again, I just began to sob uncontrollably. I just went into this, I mean, you're talking snot and tears. And I'm on the floor. And seriously, I had no idea what on earth I was even travailing about. I'm there and I'm trying to get words out. And I said, Lord, I'm so sorry that all I ever do is cry. And I'm trying to pray. There was a bookshelf in front of me. This is how good God is. My hand shot out. I grabbed a book on Smith's Wigglesworth. I pulled it out of the bookshelf. I mean, it all happened within seconds. Fell open to the page and it says, how beautiful it is to weep in the presence of God. Like, whoa. How beautiful it is to weep in the presence of God. So God wasn't worried about my weeping. He was saying, this is beautiful. He said, because this is a surrendered vessel. And you see, he's looking for a person who will surrender. He's looking for ones who will just lay everything down. And listen, it's like it could last for 5 minutes. It could last for 30 minutes. But as quickly as it would come upon me, it would lift just as quickly. And I could go about my business. And it's like, and I'm still learning. It's like, and things have shifted and changed. And, you know, since I've been here and, you know, I've got a team of ladies and stuff, and we do a lot of prophetic intercession when we meet at home. And I'll just give you one. It was like Janet had come in, and I had said, we had been praying, and we had been doing these prophetic acts, and we'd just lit these two fires, like, in the spirit. And they were concerning Smith's Wigglesworth and Jill Austin. And we just really felt that these fires needed to be ignited again. And even though Jill Austin has passed and is in heaven, it's like we just felt strongly, no, that we needed to move on this. And so we're down there and it's like we're doing stuff, you know. And I thought, oh, the dear courier man, I hope he doesn't show up again, because I'm sure he has seen more intercession than anybody else, our courier man. And that, and so here we are, and it's like, and we're doing stuff and lighting a fire. Anyway, Janet arrived, came over. And anyway, I said to her, Janet, have you had any significant dreams? So I know, I mean, she has significant dreams all the time. But I said to her, have you had any significant dreams of late that you can tell me about that we need to pray into? She said, well, actually, I have. She said, I had this dream. And she said, I went into a house. I think it was a house that you'd lived in before. But this house was being demolished. And she said, no, there's two fireplaces in there. And I mean, look, cutting it short, two fireplaces in there. And they said, well, we can't see any fireplace, but if you can find them, you can have them. So she goes into the house. She knows exactly where the fireplaces are, because obviously they'd been all boarded up. And she pulls it all off, and here's these fireplaces. And we're stunned, because we're just going, we have just been, this is what we've been doing. So we shared with Jenna, we sort of said about Jill Austin and Smith Wigglesworth. Well, it wasn't long after that, it was very close, that Murray Watkinson from Celebration Centre felt that he needed to celebrate like the 30 years since Jill Austin had been at his church, and that they were going to do a conference and about, well, just in commemoration of Jill Austin and the move of the Holy Spirit. And so it was very, very significant, the dream that Janet had, the prophetic act that we were doing, and lighting two fires, Janet uncovering two fires. And so very, very important. So we don't brush these things off and treat them lightly, because we're coming in to the greatest move of God, and there are going to be things that God is going to just put on you. He's going to show you. Might think this is really weird, and this just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I would really encourage you, look, come and speak to somebody about it. It's like, but more often than not, it is God. And God moves in unusual ways. I don't think there's been any way that God hasn't moved that hasn't been unusual, that hasn't been outside of the box. I mean, unusual. Amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Let me just have a little squizzy here, because I did write a whole lot of stuff down. Excuse me. I said about dreams, I've had two quite significant dreams about presidents in America, and one was about Obama, but the one I wanted to touch on was about Trump, and this was before he was even running for office, and it was like God gave me this dream, and in the dream, I was at a lake house. It was my lake house. It was very nice, and it's like I don't have a lake house, but it was lovely. And Ella, my daughter, was with me, and she was up on the balcony inside. I was outside, and this huge helicopter came, and it was the president's helicopter, and it was coming in, and I'm going, that's the president. I'm going, oh my gosh, that's the president. And in fact, what I forgot was I'd had a shower, I was dressed, but I had my head wrapped up in a towel like a turban. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's the president. And I've got a turban on my head. I was embarrassed by that. And I thought, oh my gosh. So I'm yelling out and I'm saying, Ella, Ella, you've got to come and see the President of the United States is here. I said, it's President Donald Trump. Now, as I said, he wasn't even running then. And it was like they came down in the helicopter not far from me, and his advisor, you just know things in dreams, his advisor stepped over his shoulder, looked over his shoulder and began to say something to President Trump. And President Trump looked at me and smiled and was waving. And I was standing there and I was welcoming him into the land of New Zealand. And once again, I feel this is very significant because he's been delayed at coming to New Zealand. He was delayed when he did become president. He was delayed at coming. And I'm going, God, I thank you for that dream. And look, whether you're a Trump supporter or not, it doesn't matter. It's like I'm going, thank you, Father, that you had me there, Lord, and that I was calling him onto the land and I was welcoming him into the land as President of the United States. Amen. So it's like this is something that he just keeps highlighting to me, as he has about the intercessors that were asleep, as he has about the Lion of Judah that is walking and he's now roaring. And it's like, and he's wanting the attention of the people. He's actually wanting the attention of his bride. So these are wonderful days that we are living in, regardless of the darkness and the gross darkness, regardless of the terror and the fear and the rumors of war and wars. It's like this is our opportunity to arise and shine and see the light of God's glory. And so others will be attracted to come. It's like he did show me a picture of New Zealand being lifted up. It was his hand. He came and he undergirded New Zealand and he lifted New Zealand up. It was like a 3D. And he came up and it was like, and he said, New Zealand is going to be a beacon to the nations of the world. And we are a very small nation, but we're a very powerful nation. We're a forerunner nation. We're a pioneering nation. So what I'd love us to do this evening, because we are going to have some activations tonight, we're going to pray for Israel and the return of the Jewish people back to their land. Now, we know that there's already been a mass return of Jews to Israel, and you might be thinking, well, that's just crazy. Why would they want to go home when it's so hostile? It's like, because we want to see a fulfillment of prophecy, that's why. Because God says that they're going to return en masse back. And so I really truly believe that there's going to be another mass return, especially with what is happening right now. And we want to pray for them. It's like we also want to pray, and I did write some scripture down just to help actually in the activation. And Isaiah 49:9, it says, I will say to the prisoners, come out in freedom, and to those in darkness, come into the light. They will be my sheep, grazing in green pastures and on hills that were previously bare, saying to them that abound, go forth to them that are in darkness, show yourselves. So it's like we know too in Psalms 122, it's like he tells us, calls us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And once again, you might think, well, that's a bit crazy, man, because I tell you what, there ain't no peace there. It's just like it's war. It's all war. But we are called to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. So when we come into prayer, it's so good to be able to have these bullet points and that we can go to. So we're praying effectual, fervent prayers that he says of a righteous man or woman, make much power available to you. So we want to do that. We want to be effective. We don't want to just be pinging out a whole lot of, you know, oh, bless them. Yeah, just bless them, God. You know, no, we want to be precise and we want to hit the mark. So we want to see the captivity of the captives be set free. We want to see them coming out of darkness into God's glorious light. Amen. So we're going to pray for Israel. We're also going to pray for America. It's like because America was founded, I tell you what, upon godly men. It's like that nation. And, you know, it's like, and things have gone a little bit pear-shaped, as it has really around the globe. But America is a power nation. It's a super nation. It's like, you know, and it's really been made a mockery of. It's like with the woke agenda. And so it's like we want to really lift them up, America up, and call them back to where they need to be. And it's like, and I've got a scripture there. It's like for America. Let me find it. There's a number of them. Ezekiel 18:30. Repent and turn from your sins. I mean, this goes for everybody, but we're just going to pinpoint a couple, amen? Don't let them destroy you. Put all your rebellion behind you. It's like, look, this could go for Israel as well. It's like, but we're just going to pinpoint. I'm just giving you a few here. Matthew 3:2, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, and it's a lot closer than what we realize. Amen. So we're gonna pray some scripture tonight, and I can call them out. And I also want us to pray for New Zealand, that New Zealand be a beacon, that New Zealand be a light. Now, look, I know that New Zealand probably needs to repent just as much as any other nation. But you see, once again, I want to target, it's like, listen, a small nation. It's like, and God is raising up a remnant in every nation. And he's raising up a remnant within the body of Christ. Those that are saying, yes, God, use me. I don't care if I look like a fool. It's like, God, I will run, and I'm going to run the race well in this time. And it's like, we can, you know, we all want to feel blessed, and we all want to have the warm fuzzies, but I really, truly believe that we are coming into a time of real deep prayer and intercession, and where God is calling this nation to push through for the nations of the world. Amen. So, I mean, we've got Matthew 5:14-16. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. So we don't want to be hidden. It's time for New Zealand to come out. Amen. And not be stuck under a bushel. It's like we want to be seen and we want to be heard. It's like we're not going to be tucked away anymore. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So it's all to bring glory to our Father in heaven. Amen. And another really good one is arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. So, I mean, these are just a few that we could pray this evening. So we're going to pray for Israel. We're going to pray for the return of the exiles back to the land, and for the return of any hostages. Listen, whether they are deceased or alive. It's like we're going to pray for the return, because it's very important to the Jewish people. It's like that they have their loved ones back. It's like there's a real process. I mean, it's quite incredible what they do. It's like, amen. Psalms 119, 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. So it's like we want New Zealand to be that lamp. It's like and a path that lights up the way for the world to see. Is that all good? Amen. So how do you want to take this? Yeah, I had. Well, listen, if we could stand up and get into, I reckon we'll get into some groups, because that would just make it, what, groups of, how many of us are there? There's quite a few. Yeah, four or five people gather around. And what we'll do, we're going to have a little bit of music sound if you want to. Thank you so much. And we're gonna first of all, we're going to lift up Israel. So we're going to spend a couple of minutes. So we'll spend a couple of minutes praying for Israel, praying for the their exile. You know what to do. It's like, so just come together. It's like, listen, and don't be afraid. Let everyone have a turn. It's like, just engage your spirit to the Holy Spirit. It's like, Father, we just thank you right now, Father, for your spirit of intercession, Father, to be released, Father, in this house upon your people. Father, we are your people, Father, and we open our hearts to you today, God, and we call upon your name, God, that is above every other name. And God, we can't do anything without you. And God, we lift up, Father God, the land of Israel. And God, you say, God, to call for the peace of Jerusalem. God, you say, God, that Jerusalem, Father God, will be saved. God, so we cry out, Father God, tonight, Father God, for your people, Father God, for your people, Father, for the apple of your eye, Almighty God, that you will come, Father God, that there would be a mighty move, Father God, in that land, that there would be, Father God, a coming home, God, that they would come home, God, we call them home, we call them home, God, we call them home, come on, lift up your voice, call them home tonight, call them home, oh, begin to say, come home, come home, feel the loving arms of God come around you, God, open their eyes to see, open their eyes, God, that they will see, God, that they will see you, that they will know you, Almighty God, oh, Father, that they won't just know Father God, but they will know Yeshua, Almighty God, remove the veil from their eyes. Oh, pour it out, Almighty God, upon them. Oh, we cry out for them, Almighty God. We cry out for them, Almighty God. God, where they've been grieving, Almighty God, where they've been crying out, Father, to you I cry out, Father God, that you would come upon them. God, that you would meet with them, that they would have revelation of who you are, that they would see Yeshua, that they would see the Lion of Judah, oh, walking, Father God, upon Jerusalem. God, that they would hear the sound of the roar. Oh, Lord, we call to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Pour out your spirit. Pour out your spirit, God. Marababa babarambai. Robo baba baba randai. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, move on them, Lord. Move on them, Lord. Push back their enemies. Push back their enemies, Lord. Push them back, Lord. Surround them with a shield, Almighty God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We join with them. We join with them, Lord. We stand with them. We stand with them, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we, yeah. America. Do you want to
pray for America?
Thank you, Lord. Father, we lift up America. Oh, Father God, America. You love America, Lord. Father, America has not been forgotten. It is not over for America. Oh God, you have got a plan and a purpose, Father God, for that nation. And I thank you, Almighty God, for the turning of that nation. Father, I thank you, Father God, that where there has been rebellion, Father God, and every wicked agenda, Father, we take authority now in the name of Jesus, and we bind up, Father God, those wicked agendas in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Almighty God, for America, that America will be saved. Father God, America will be saved. Father, that they will come. Father God, that they will come into alignment, Father God, and that they will repent, Father God, and turn, Father, from their wicked ways, that they will align with your kingdom, Almighty God, that they will align completely with Israel. Father God, we thank you, Father, right now, Father God, that you bring, Father God, alignment, Father God, where, Father God, the backbone has been out of line. I thank you right now, Father God, that you are bringing it into place in Jesus' name. Where they've been walking with a limp, Almighty God, I thank you right now. I thank you right now, Almighty God, that you bring healing, Father God, to the land. You bring healing, Father God, to the limp. You bring healing, Almighty God, to the back. Father God, you bring healing in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. It's in the name, it's in the name, it's in the name of Jesus. It's in the name of Jesus. It's in the name of Jesus. We declare the name of Jesus over America. We declare Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, rabasa karabasete peke. Robo Shukote. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. On James 4:8, it says, come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts. For your loyalty is divided between God and the world. And so, Father, where it has been divided, Father God, I thank you, Lord, that you bring it back into its rightful place in Jesus' mighty name. Father, where the pendulum has been swinging, Father God, to the ways of the world, I thank you, Almighty God, that you are pulling it back in. You are bringing it back in. Father, that you are like a magnet, Father God, bringing about your purpose and your ways, Father God, in the hearts of the people.
I thank you, Father, that where there has been division, Father God, concerning, Father God, races, Father God, blacks and whites, Father God, and every other, Father, division, Father, I thank you that will begin to crumble, Father God, and that you would send the wind of your Spirit, Father God, to blow away, Father, all those divisions. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Oh, you are a good Father. You're a good Father, and I thank you that you've inclined your ear, Almighty God, to hear, Father God, and that you reach down, Father, with your victorious right hand, Father God, and you pull up, Father, out of the miry clay, God, and that you set the nation of America, Father God, on a solid foundation. Thank you, Father, for the builders. We call the builders up. Oh, Father, we say, arise, builders in the Spirit. We say, arise in the Spirit, you builders. Oh, you begin to build and you begin to pray in the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Father, we lift up New Zealand. Oh, glory to God. Oh, Father, thank you for this nation. Oh, Father, we thank you that you defend our land. We thank you, Almighty God, for a tidal wave of your glory. Thank you, Lord, for a tidal wave, a tidal wave, a tidal wave, Lord, a tidal wave, Lord. God, that you release a tidal wave of your glory, God, from the north, Father God, to the south, to the west, and to the east, Almighty God. God, that this nation, Father, will be a beacon, Father God, a light, Father God, set, Father God. Oh, Lord, I thank you that you are undergirding this nation, Father, that this nation is ablaze, Father God, with Jesus Christ, our King. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, in Matthew 5:16, you say in the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Father, may your name be glorified even this night, Almighty God. I thank you, Father, that there be such an expectation, Father God, tonight, such an impartation, Father God, to hunger and thirst, Father, after righteousness. Father God, to move, Father God, when you say move. Father God, to speak when you say speak. To lay down when you say lay down. Oh, Father, I thank you. I thank you for this body. I thank you, Father, for the churches around New Zealand. Father God, who have awoken, Father God, from their sleep and their slumber. Father God, that you are drawing them to yourself. Father, that you are calling them. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you, Father. We give you praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Yes, we love you, Lord. Hararabarunde, larabarunde. Shararabarunde. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the teaching, the inspiration, the testimony. We thank you, Lord, for people who have experienced things but have never told anybody or nobody. They've even wondered whether it was legal or whether it was normal. Lord, we thank you when we hear other people speak of their experiences. It can cause us to realize, actually, I'm not strange after all. And just so thank you, Lord. Just thank you for legitimizing people's experiences tonight where perhaps they didn't know who to talk to or didn't know what they were experiencing was okay in you. Father, we thank you. Lord, we just thank you for being welcome in everybody's lives here to flow through them exactly how you'd want to flow through them. Lord, your word says that the Holy Ghost moves on us even with words, with groans that cannot be uttered. So, Father, we just release everybody tonight in the Holy Ghost to just respond and be flowing with you just the way you would with each individual. In Jesus' name. We thank you for our beautiful children. Lord, we thank you for those of them that have got a particular prophetic gift or prophetic bent. Lord, we pray that wisdom has been imparted tonight to add to what's already been imparted over the years. But we thank you that our children that you called as prophets or the children that are prophetic would be able to be nurtured in such a way, Lord, that not only would the gift be protected, but also nurtured and activated and matured over time. We thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We bless you. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming out tonight. Thank you, Janet. Thank you, Noah. Just be blessed. Have a great life. God bless you.